Benegar thinks to himself, oh, something sounds fishy over here. Wait a minute. Why would the king be interested to weigh his throne? After all, he sits on his throne, he loves it, and everything is so, you know, I mean, he's so happy with his throne. All of a sudden, why would he want to weigh the throne and give a prize for that? I think something is fishy. I feel that something is wrong over here. I hope there's not some kind of a plot or a plan. Otherwise, why would the king want to do this? And his wife says, well, I don't know, but all I know is that if I win the contest, I get a bag of gold, and I could buy all kinds of things, shoes and dresses, jewelry, rings, earrings, bracelets, necklaces. Wait a minute. I give you money for these things. You have a nice closet full of clothes. Yeah, but I want more. I mean, I can't wear the same dress twice. And she said, Abeta Gershheim, how do you weigh the throne? And he said, something is fishy over here. This contest bothers me. I have a not good feeling about it because the king was so happy with his throne. All of a sudden, he wants to weigh it. I suspect there's some kind of a plot, some kind of a plan going on. How do you weigh the throne? I told you, I really don't want to talk about it. I don't want to get involved in this contest because something not good will come out of it. But how do you weigh the throne? In the nighttime, he hears, how do you weigh the throne? And in the morning, by breakfast, maybe instead of a breakfast, hey, Rebbeinu Gershom, how do you weigh the silver throne without breaking the scale? And in the afternoon, how do you weigh the throne? And in the night, how do you weigh the throne? And in the morning, how do you weigh the throne? And in the afternoon, how do you weigh the throne? Day and night, how do you weigh the throne? How do you weigh the throne? How do you weigh the throne? He couldn't take it anymore. She keeps asking, how do you weigh the throne? How do you weigh the throne? Oy vey. Finally, he said, I do know a way to weigh the throne. Oh, how do you weigh the throne? Please tell me that I can go to the palace and get the bag of gold. I want to have the bag of gold for myself so I can go shopping. But remember, you go shopping, I'll give you plenty of money. But I want more things. I want more dresses and more shoes. And I want more nice things and more jewelry. How do you weigh the throne? How do you weigh the throne? Oy vey, finally he says, okay. I'll tell you, but please stop asking me. Okay, just tell me, how do you weigh the throne? Okay. He says, this is what you do. You take the throne on a wagon. You get a strong wagon with wheels, and you roll it down the road to the ocean. And you have a boat by the ocean, and the boat is in the water. And you paint a line exactly where the water comes up to the boat, by the side of the boat. Now, as we know, if a boat is in the water, part of it is underwater because the boat is heavy, but at the place that the water is by the side of the boat, in other words, you know, the top of the water, you paint a line there which marks exactly where the boat is. Then you roll the throne onto the boat. It has to be a big boat, a ship. And of course, when the heavy throne goes onto the ship is going to go way down because now it's heavier. And the side of the ship is also going to go way down in the water. And that line that was painted onto the side, of course, by now it has to be dry, that line is going to go under the water because the whole boat is going down. And now the water is by a new place on the side of the ship, and you paint a second line. You paint a new line to mark exactly where the boat is now with a throne on it. Then you take the throne off the ship. You just roll it on the wagon. You roll the throne off the ship. What happens now? The ship goes up again, it's lighter, and it goes back to the first line. So, what you do now is, you get a whole pile of rocks, stones, and now you start piling the stones onto the ship instead of the throne. And you put more and more stones, and of course, each time you put more stones, the ship gets heavier, until the ship goes down, 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 until the second line that you painted when the throne was on the ship, that's going to be the line now by the water. So you know that the stones, the rocks that you've put on the ship are so many, they weigh exactly the same as the throne, because they made the ship go down as far as the throne made the ship go down. Because you could tell by looking at the line by the water. Now, all you have to do is get a regular scale and weigh the rocks one by one. You see, that's the trick. The throne you could not weigh because it's so big and heavy it breaks the scales. But each stone by itself you could weigh very easily. So you weigh one rock. Let's say it weighs 1 pound. So you write down the number one on the paper. The next rock weighs 2 pounds. You write a number two down. How many rocks do you have so far? 3 pounds worth of rocks. Let's say the next rock weighs 5 pounds. You put it on the scale, it says 5 pounds. So you write it down on the paper. Now you've weighed 8 pounds. Now, you weigh all of the rocks. You have a whole long list of numbers. You add all the numbers together. And whatever number that comes out to be is going to be exactly the weight, the number that would be the weight of the throne. And that's how you weigh the throne. Oh, I'm so happy you told me how to weigh the throne. Now I'm going to run to the palace and tell them, and I'm going to win the prize, the bag of gold. And Rabbeinu Gershom's wife runs to the palace. And she says to the guards, I know how to weigh the silver throne. And they blow the trumpets, beep, 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 beep. Somebody comes to say they know how to weigh the throne. Well, they let him into the line because a lot of people wanted to do that, also to win the bag of gold. But nobody came up with that kind of a plan, that kind of a way to do it. So everybody in the line would go one by one home without a bag of gold. Finally, when it was her turn, they blow the trumpets, beep, 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 beep. And she told them how to do it. She told them how to weigh the throne. Sure enough, they said, that's a very smart plan. And they did it, and they weighed the throne, and she won the bag of gold. And they blew the trumpets again, beep, 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 beep. And now she goes home with a bag of gold. And of course, on the way home, she didn't even go home yet. She starts shopping and going and spending her money. And so, King Basil put his throne on a big wagon, and they took the throne to the ocean, and they got a ship, and they marked exactly where the water came by the side of the ship. They made a line with paint. They let it dry. Then they rolled the throne onto the ship. And the ship went way down because the throne was very heavy. And now they made a new line exactly where the boat was. They took the throne out. It went back to the first line. And they started loading it with rocks until it went down to the second line. Then they put each rock on a scale and they weighed each one. And they wrote down exactly how much each one weighed. Then they added it all up. They got a certain number. When they added up all the stones and all the rocks, it came up to the number 900. And when they went to the paper from the room of royal silver, and they checked how much silver was taken out for the throne, it said the number 1,000. Oh, 1,000 pounds were taken out, and only 900 pounds went into the throne. How many pounds are missing of silver? How many pounds? Who knows? If they took out 1,000 pounds of silver, and only 900 pounds went into making the throne, how many pounds are missing?
100.
100 pounds of silver are missing. Oh, King Basil got very angry. 100 pounds of silver are missing. And John says, they were stolen from the king. And it was that Rabbeinu Gershom who's responsible, because he was in charge of the silver. It must be that each day he put silver in his pocket. But of course, we know who put the silver in his pocket. Who put the silver in his pocket? John put the silver in his pocket. But now, the King Basil was very angry. And of course, his face turned red. King Basil said, we have to make a trial and we have to make a punishment. Of course, the trial was in front of the king, and John had put into the king's head that it was Rabbeinu Gershom's fault, and now it was time to punish Rabbeinu Gershom. The king said, because Rabbeinu Gershom stole silver from me, the king, King Basil, anything done against the king is the most serious punishment, because you're doing something against the king. And the king said, the punishment is going to be the Tower of Starvation. Oh, that was the most terrible punishment, the Tower of Starvation. And this is what they did. Listen to this punishment, Kinalach, it's so terrible. They took Rabbeinu Gershom to a boat by the ocean. And into the boat went the officers dressed in black. And now they sail the boat out, way, way out into the ocean. Until they get to the island. Island of the tower. And in the middle of this island is a big tall tower. And there's nothing else. There are no other buildings and no other people living on the island. Only there's this one tower, and it has steps going up and up and up, way, way up. And the men dressed in black take Rabbeinu Gershom up to the top of the tower. And up in the top of the tower, there's a room. And they put him in the room. They lock the door. They take the key. And they go down the stairs. Now, of course, one of the men dressed in black, who wanted to go along to see that the punishment would be taken, would be carried out exactly the way it should be, was John. John had volunteered to be one of the men dressed in black to take Rabbeinu Gershom to make sure that everything goes well with the punishment. And he also made sure to put the key in his pocket, that he would have the key. They locked Rabbeinu Gershom up in this tower. Of course, there was no food. That's why it's called the Tower of Starvation. And what they do is they, chas v'shalom, leave the person there until they die, because there's no food and there's no way to get down and there's nobody to take anything up to them. They're all alone in the middle of the ocean in the tower. And then the men dressed in black, one of them being John, they get back in the boat and they go away from the island back to the palace. And Rabbeinu Gershom is there all by himself, left to starve from the top of the tower. And of course, Kinalach Rabbeinu Gershom is davening to Hashem and saying Tehillim and saying Shema Yisrael and saying Mishnayos Baal Peh. Shh. And shh. There was nothing he could do except hope to Hashem that Hashem will help him. Now, Kinalach, the day that Rabbeinu Gershom was taken away, his other wife, remember he had two wives? Well, one of them was busy shopping with her bag of gold, so maybe she didn't even know what happened because she was so busy shopping and going to the stores and seeing, you know, what she could buy with all of her money. But the other wife was very worried that her husband did not come home. And she found out that he was sentenced, that he went on trial in front of the king, and he was accused of taking the silver from the king, and he was put into some kind of a boat. And she ran to the ocean to see, where are they taking my husband? And the people that knew about it, they said, they're taking him to the Tower of Starvation on the island in the middle of the ocean. Oh, no, they can't do that. My husband, he didn't steal anything. He's an honest Jew. He's an Erlach Hayit. He keeps Torah mitzvahs. He wouldn't do anything like that. No, he didn't do it. It's too late. Whoever goes to the tower never comes back. Never alive, anyway. My husband, my tzaddik husband, has been taken away. I have to go to him. I have to go to him. He can't be alone there. And she herself rented a boat, and she got on the boat, and she went way, way, way out in the ocean, and she saw from far away the island with the tower. Huh, that's where my husband is, in the Tower of Starvation. Oh, I have to get to the island. And she goes in the boat, and she gets to the island, and she goes out of the boat, and she goes to the tower. It's so high. She says, my husband, Rabbeinu Gershom, are you up there? And all of a sudden, she hears a voice. Who's down there? I hear your voice. It's me, your wife. I've come to the island. I want to be together with you. I don't want you to die alone. We'll die together. We'll die together on the island. And he says, my wife, we don't have to die. We could live. I have to get out of the tower, and you can help me. How can I help you get out of the tower? It's so high. There's no way up. And Rabbeinu Gershom says to his wife, listen, bring me 5 things and I'll be able to get out of this tower. First of all, you have to bring me a worm. Then you have to bring me a bug. Then you have to bring me a strong thread. Then you have to bring me a string. A strong string. And then you have to bring me a long rope. Please go and get me these things, and I'll be able to get out of the tower. Well, Kinalach, I don't know if she can get in on the island, but she probably went into her boat, and she went back to the land and got these things. And she came back in her boat with these things. And finally, when she got there, she says, my husband, Rabbeinu Gershom, I have the things that you need. And he says, okay, this is what you do. Tie the thread to the bug. Okay, okay. She says, okay, I tied the thread to the bug. All right, now, tie the string to the thread. And she ties the string to the thread. All right, tie the rope to the string. Okay, it's all tied. The rope is tied to the string, and the string is tied to the thread, and the thread is tied to the bug. All right, he says, now what you have to do is put the worm on the side of the tower. Okay, she takes the little wormy and she puts him on the side of the tower. And the worm starts to climb up the tower. A worm can climb straight. A worm can climb straight up. Okay, now put the bug behind the worm, because the bug is going to chase the worm. Of course, everybody knows that a bug likes to chase a worm. All right, now, as soon as the bug got on the side of the tower, he can also climb up, and he's strong enough to schlep the string. I mean, he's strong enough to schlep the thread with the string, with the rope. So he starts chasing the worm. But of course, the worm is a little bit faster than the bug. Everybody knows that a worm is faster than a bug. And the worm is going up, and the bug is chasing after the worm, and the worm goes higher, and the bug goes higher. And of course, the bug has the thread and the string and the rope to schlep, so it slows them down. But they're going up, 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 way up to the top. Until finally, the worm got all the way to the top of the tower, and close behind him was the bug. And Rabbeinu Gershom was reaching out of the little window until he was able to grab the rope. And he grabs the rope, and he ties it inside of the room to something that's strong, and he's able to climb down the rope all the way down to the bottom of the tower. And of course, he went to his wife, and they were so happy, and they got back in the boat, and they escaped the island. Now, that's not the end of the story, because the good guys get saved, but now the bad guys have to be taken care of, right? Shh, we can't let this John get away with it. Well, about 2 weeks later, John is in his house and he's thinking to himself, it's been so good that Rabbeinu Gershom is not in the palace. And now I don't have to see him getting all of that attention and honor from the King Basil. In fact, I'm getting more attention from King Basil. But I have to make sure, I want to see with my own eyes, that Rabbeinu Gershom died in the Tower of Starvation. I want to see it for myself. So I'm going to go, because I have the key in my pocket, I still have the key, I'm going to go by myself to the island. Nobody should know that I went over there, because it's going to look fishy. Why am I going back to the island? I'm going to go myself, and I'm going to see with my own eyes that Rabbeinu Gershom has starved in the Tower of Starvation. And so, without anybody knowing it, John went to the ocean. He got on a boat, and he goes way, way out in the ocean to the island with the Tower of Starvation. And John says, oh boy, all I have to do is go up there. I'm going to see Rabbeinu Gershom starved. Finished. I can hardly wait. And he goes up and up and up the stairs. And he goes up and up and around the stairs that go so high up. And he gets up to the top. Oh, it's so windy up there. The wind is blowing in the middle of the ocean by the island. And he puts the key in the door. He's so excited. I'm going to go and see now. And he opens the door. He could hardly open it because the wind was blowing so hard. And he looks in the room. He forgot to take the key out of the lock. He's so excited. He just wasn't thinking for a minute. He just happened to leave the key in the lock. He looks in the room. Hey, where is he? I don't see him. What is this? Well, he goes completely into the room to look around. And all of a sudden, the wind blew the door closed. And when the door clopped closed, the key fell out of the lock, and it goes all the way down to the bottom and falls all the way down to the island. And now John is locked in the room, the island, in the Tower of Starvation on the island. He has no key, and he has no way out. And of course, nobody knew that he went there. He kept it a secret. And of course, Kindleluck, you could figure out the rest of the story. John is still there on the island of starvation. There were two beggars, Reuven and Shimon. Two beggars are walking down the street, and Reuven says to Shimon, "I'm very hungry." And Shimon says to Reuven, "I'm also very hungry. Yeah, we're both hungry. It would be so nice if we had some food." And as they're walking down the street, all of a sudden, Reuven sees an egg. An egg is right over there by the grass. "Hey, look, it's an egg. A chicken egg in the grass. Must be that a chicken came over here and laid an egg. And we're in the middle of nowhere, and nobody's name is written on the egg, so we could take it." And Reuven picks up the egg. "Look, food. An egg is food." Shimon says, "Let's go and we'll cook the egg and we'll split it and we'll both have food." And Reuven says, "Well, I don't think we have to do that because we could do something better with the egg." And Shimon says, "But we're both hungry. What could be better than eating the egg? We're both hungry. Let's eat it." Reuven says, No. "Let's save the egg, and we'll maybe find a chicken to sit on top of it, and then after a while, instead of an egg, a chicken will come out of the egg, so we'll have a chicken." And Shimon says, "You mean we're going to eat the chicken instead of the egg? That's pretty good. It's better to eat a chicken than an egg, but we're hungry now. Let's eat the egg." "No," says Reuven, "don't you understand? If you have a chicken, then you're going to have not only the chicken, don't eat the chicken, you'll get more eggs. The chicken will lay its eggs, so we'll have a chicken plus eggs if we wait." But Shimon says, "But wait a minute, right now we're hungry, let's eat the egg." Reuven says, "But don't you understand? If we have the chicken and eggs, and then out of those eggs comes more chickens, we have a lot of chickens, and then more eggs, we can sell some of the eggs and chickens, and we could buy a cow. And we'll have chickens, eggs, and a cow. But we have to eat. We're hungry." "Yeah, but if we have a cow and with chickens and eggs, we can have the cow get milk and cheese. We can get some cows for flesh and sell the cows. And we could buy a house. And we could buy a land and trees. We could be millionaires pretty soon if we just wait." And he got so excited, he clapped his hands. And as he clapped his hands, what do you think was inside of his hands? The egg broke. "Oh, no. Look what we lost. Chickens, eggs, cows, houses, money. We lost everything." And Shimon says, "You see, we should have just eaten the egg." Now, Kindleluck, we learned today, sometimes you have to look between now and later. Sometimes you have to do now. Okay? If it's good now, sometimes you have to do now. What's going to be later, sometimes you just have to wait for later.